Hey folks, this is Ace King Offsuit here. Before we get started, I just wanted to let you know that during the recording of this episode, we did have some technical issues in the studio. Those issues impacted Mike's microphone, and those were issues that we were not able to fix during the editing for the audio version. We apologize for that, and we are working to make sure that said issue does not pop up in future episodes. With that said, enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Best of Five, your weekly FGC podcast week in review. Tonight on the show,
we've got some exciting news tonight.
Because some changes. We've been really excited to share this.
It is the new season of Best of Five, and as such, there's a season pass.
There's a season pass. You have to sub to get it. We even got DLC. So I'm your host, Efren. This is your co-host with the co-most, Michael Donka Schiller.
We come for free with the season pass.
Yeah, we're included. We're also joined by John Velociraptor Guerrero.
Who you get for free.
He works for EventHubs.com. They're subsidizing John being on the show. That's why he is included in the season three pass. And for a low, low cost of 10 best of $5, V-Bucks, if you will, you get Ace King Offsuit Jurek. Right now, he's not there. You have to unlock him via money, real-world money, and we know that he's your favorite, so that's why he's behind
the paywall.
He's
the one we put behind there,
He does all the work, so please unlock him so that we can have a show next week.
First subscriber is going to unlock Steve, so the first person to subscribe, you will get Steve back on the show.
Correct.
And
so
we kick it off with the recap. And Steve's not here to do the recap, so
if you want the recaps as well, you're gonna have to unlock them. So again, that's I know I said 10 V-Bucks, but really one sub will do it. We will bring Steve on the show. We just need one guy.
What's our recap? Are we gonna recap?
There's no recap. We can't do the recap. It's DLC. It comes with Steve.
Well, we'll do the recap soon.
So
I'm really excited to show you guys our recap.
Yeah. In the meantime, I mean, if nobody subs, I guess.
I really thought this was going to happen faster.
So let's just keep stalling while we let the good people of the Best of Five chat come to their senses, pay for what they're used to, which of course is none other than Steve Ace King Offsuit Jurek.
Well, it's 2019. You should have to pay for the bun and the burger and the lettuce and the ketchup and all that stuff separately. And if you want fries and a drink and Steve, I mean, it doesn't make sense to sell it all in one package.
The cheese comes with it, John, but the rest of it you got to pay for. Flotas! He has officially paid for. Hey, there he is! He appeared. There he is. Sure, you can. He's been unlocked. All right, we can get the show going now. Shout outs to Flotas for subbing. Now we can go ahead and kick off a recap. Hey, Steve, thank you for joining us. Gumball Dead, much appreciated. However, he has been unlocked. Oh, well, now we got the recap now. So thank you for joining us, Steve. I'm glad. How did it feel being locked away behind the paywall like that?
Well, I mean, my big question is, are you guys able to find me on the character select screen? Fun fact, I'm actually an alternate skin for Ray Chun.
Oh, wow.
Dang, that's a deep cut right there, dude.
But congratulations to the two people in chat that will get that joke.
All right.
Thank you.
And shout outs to Ray. Good old Ray.
Yeah, Ray getting married this weekend.
Yeah, shout outs to Ray.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah, he moved on to bigger, better things. All right, so recap. Steve, now that we have you, you're unlocked. Please, here's the recap.
Should probably do that. Let's start with what kicked off the week. The finals of the Japanese Street Fighter League. This was the 3v3 team tournament with the pro player, the high-class player, and the beginner. You had the playoffs with the top three teams in it, and things all went Itazan's way like they did during the regular season. His Ocean team took the grand final 10-2 over Nemo's team Aurora to get the 3 million yen prize. So nice little payday for him. Itazan had a great season. You know, he went 12 and 6. It was either 10-4 or 12-6 throughout the league. But big, big shout out to Mok Chan, the high class player on that squad. Started out 0-4, but went 7-1 over his last 8. So he really made some big contributions to that winning team. So congratulations to everyone there.
And they walk away with $3 million?
3 million yen.
Oh, so it's not that much.
Approximately 30K. I know it's not exactly 100 bucks to, or 100 yen to a dollar, but somewhere in that neighborhood. Not bad work if you can get it.
That'll get you a bunch of Steves.
It'll get you a couple at least, and a stage. kicking it back stateside, we had Full Bloom 5 this past weekend. This was a major event in the world of Smash Ultimate, and it was a good weekend for Panda Global. They had 3 of the top 4 finishers. Mars getting the win over his teammate
Cosmos.
He just
got picked up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Esam finishing 4th, 1 behind the only Mexican player to make top 8, Meister. Good weekend for doubles as well. Mars and Cosmos got the win in doubles. Esam and MVD finished 2nd in that. So if you're a Panda Smash fan, you had a lot of reason to celebrate.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Mars is the dude that was involved with the coaching shenanigans?
He was. But I mean, he's obviously real good. Regardless of the situation, as he has won the last 2 big events in a row.
Shouts to Mars, shouts to Panda Global. As you were, DLC unlocked Steve.
I feel like I should get an alternate costume at this point.
What about that one time you wore that real sexy V-neck? That should be your alternate costume.
There's not enough separation between that and my regular costume.
We should have a Steve trailer.
Yeah, man, we dropped the ball.
I might make one if I get drunk.
Steve, what would be
not right now?
What would be your alternate costume? What's happening? What are you doing, Alon? The camera's gonna fall over. Talking. Is the chat getting us? All right. So Steve is great. Moving on to our next part of the recap.
Let's go to Japan for Toshinsai. This was the finals of a massive nationwide arcade tournament in Japan. 2 events were actually part of the Arc Riva World Tour, that being Guilty Gear Xrd and Blaze Blue Central Fiction. On the Guilty Gear side of things, the Defure fan club, made up of Cha-Cha-Cha, Omido, and Takehara, got the win in Xrd. All 3 of those players qualified for the Arc Riva World Tour Finals. Omito already had won Arc Riva Japan, so he didn't need the ticket, but his teammates certainly appreciate his help. They will be in Los Angeles in mid-20, in the middle of this year for the finals. They will be joined on the Blaze Blue Central Fiction side by Sincerity, made up of Aguro and Fuku, who took it over. I know you were going to say something.
I didn't say anything.
You were thinking it real loud.
No, I wasn't.
Taking it over Team Net Literacy. So both of those players will be in the Arc Riva World Tour Finals as well. And looking at the other tournaments, No Chan getting the win in Fexel, a dream team in KOF, M-Dash, and SR. Chikorin, Noroma, and Rangchu, nice little squad there, getting the win in the Tekken 7 3v3. Narikun taking AE, and of course your favorite, Ninomae, getting the win in Ultra Street Fighter 4, because they are still playing that game over.
What character did he use?
I forget. This happened at like 5 a.m. my time, so my memory is very hazy.
Geki CP says, don't forget the Fexel results, which you didn't. That was a super hype tourney. I did not watch it. I think the only person who's actually even played the game here in this crew is Elon. Elon, did you watch Fexel? Is it worth watching? He says yes.
They revealed Terry Bogard.
We're going to get to that. They also revealed this dame here. It's her story. What's she all about? What game is she from? I don't know. She looks cool. Check her out. This is way ahead of schedule. We weren't done with the recap, but that's Sharon right there. All right, back to the recap.
All right. And then there was another event in Asia as well. This was FV Cup crossover with Southeast Asia Major. This was the Capcom Pro Tour event of the weekend. Loaded top eight. I mean, just look at the names.
Yeah, that's
that
ridiculous.
Didn't make top eight. Didn't make top 16. Sien, Oil King, Haitani, John Takeuchi, Johnny, all missed out on top eight. But the players who did make it. Good weekend for Fujimura. He gets yet another win. It's his first of this season, but his seventh over the past 3 years. So good start to the year for him, taking it over Tokido in the grand final. You see Hot Dog 29, another strong performance for him. Itazan making top eight again, capping off a pretty good weekend for him. And you see Momochi, Gamer B, Sako, Bonchan, all in that mix as well. So an absolutely loaded top eight. And you're going to see this at pretty much every event because, you know, with Street Fighter 4 the way it is, or Street Fighter 5, excuse me, you know, you're not going to have a whole bunch of cream, or you're not going to have a whole bunch of players who are just there for the ride. Everyone who's still there and still playing is putting in some serious work. So you're going to have a hard path, even at these ranking events, to get big chunks of points.
Well, I liken it to pro sports, where, I mean, a lot of people, you know, will bring up the randomness of the game or whatever, but eventually when you have this many good players, they're all good enough to hit all their combos and make all their opportunities count. And so in a 2 out of 3 in pools, you know, the best players can beat the best players even 50, 60 spots apart. No one goes 0-80 in pro basketball. You know, they beat the best team every once in a while. And that's just how these things are going to go as fighting games get this popular and people can travel this much. You're going to see variance in results in these barely seeded tournaments that go tons and tons of rounds. So, yeah, I mean, I think a bunch of those guys in top eight didn't make it out of pools in the final round. Or if they did, they made it one or two rounds out. And then, as you saw, Fujimura looking like it was season 2 or 3 again.
Stand by for a second, Mike. Chat, let us know, how are the mics sounding? Is Michael Donka Schiller's mic cutting in and out? Let us know with a 1 in the chat.
It is
and
a little bit for me.
We'll do our best to make sure that sounds good. And Mike, I know your mic's maybe a little wonky right now, but is that FGC in general, or is that Street Fighter V at this point in its life cycle?
I mean, this is what I got made fun of for the Total Eclipse thing. I think 5 has the biggest competition. I think it's hard to really argue that, but I mean, Tekken's getting there, and you're seeing the same thing happen in Tekken. You know, like eventually, if there's that many good players traveling, you're gonna see the top dogs lose. It doesn't matter what the medium is, really. I mean, it's so rare in anything, and that's why when they do, it's so incredible for someone to just never lose to anyone.
John,
yeah, I'm looking at the NCR brackets right now. There's 313 players there overall. And like the top 70 to 80 players, you know them and you don't want to run into them early on. And that's like 70 or 80 players. How do you disperse that, you know, evenly through pools? It's like 3 of those killers in every pool. It's just the nature of the beast at this point. That's every weekend. That's normal. You know, it's not even surprising to see that. So it's an interesting spot for Street Fighter V right now. The competitive scene is like through the roof as far as how strong so many players are. And yet then on the like the more casual side, we have it's interesting because people are starting to talk more and more about how either there's like the next thing on the list of Street Fighter V being dead, or what's going on with Street Fighter VI, or I don't enjoy playing, or there's not as much casuals around me. So it's a really interesting time, and it's kind of hard to decipher exactly what's going on with the game right now, but very different from what we've seen in the past.
And we're going to be talking about what's coming up this weekend as well, speaking of looking ahead. But in the meantime, I just want to remind the audience that we are on Season 3 of Best of 5. If you want Mike's microphone to work, we shall require 1 sub to unlock the DLC audible microphone.
I wouldn't promise that.
we're doing this again? Come on, man. They already had to pay for me. That's enough.
No, I refuse. We're holding everything hostage. If you care about it, we're putting it behind the paywall. just kidding. So speaking of looking ahead, what to watch, select FGC events this upcoming weekend, courtesy of one Steve, Ace King off Sudjurik.
Yeah, pretty busy weekend coming up again. Obviously, NCR, as was mentioned earlier, that is going to be the entire weekend. It is a premier event on the CPT, so we've got up tons of players coming out for that, including Combo Fiend. I feel like I need to mention that. He is in the bracket.
Whoa. Really?
I hope he busts out Peter. That's my only hope in all of this. Also this weekend, we've got the finals of the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate NA Open. That's going to take place at PAX East in Boston. So you'll see all 12 of the players who won online qualifiers for that. And on Sunday, there's a little interesting thing going down with E-League partnering up with Warner Brothers for the Mortal Kombat 11 Showdown. They are going to follow 11 streamers / influencers throughout their beta for a few hours on Sunday, and players will earn points. They haven't revealed any of the players quite yet, but that will be on twitch.tv/eLeague on Sunday. So if you don't want to watch NCR for whatever reason, or any of the other streams, you'll have that option.
I have a bone to pick with one Michael Donka Schiller. I am truly, truly disappointed and insulted by your insinuation prior to the show. I pre-ordered Mortal Kombat 11, guys. I said, I can't wait to play this game. Let me pre-order in time to get in on the beta. And you know what this son of a gun told me? Hey, dude, give me your beta code. You're not even going to play. You're going to play one match. Whoa, big deal. Give it to me. What do you have to say for yourself, Mike?
The vent's rest. I mean, I really think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Mike.
In fact, I need to see proof that you play more than one match.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to stream it.
Okay, stream it. Stream it. Go ahead.
I'm not really sure how to do that, but I'm going to. And not only that, Mike, if you really want to play and get in on the beta, why don't you pre-order it yourself?
I don't know if I want to buy it yet, but we'll see. I probably will.
Moving on, back to the show. Mortal Kombat, all kinds of new stuff. Kerry Tagawa was revealed, although he, if you'd followed the rumors, the actor himself had kind of given it up already. But this latest trailer that came out is awesome. This is a fantastic trailer. It's got a ton of personality. It's got a slow-mo nut punch. I mean, what more do you
need? Is this the babies versus the daddies trailer or whatever?
This is old school versus new school or some shit like that. And it's great. And it also reveals, although we totally knew. This is the blink and you missed it. Let me go back. Reveal of Katana. Now, granted, we don't know that she's playable in the game, but I'd be hard-pressed to assume she's not. She might be DLC.
Well, there were a lot of characters that were in the story mode of MKX that didn't end up being on the roster.
That's
so,
true.
I mean, you're holding out for that. But I think they're mostly Revenant in MKX. And so, yeah, I would agree with you that seeing her like that is probably a Katana is going to eventually be on the roster kind of thing.
Is Liu Kang like confirmed already?
Confirmed. Yeah. So was Kung Lao, and then also
and like
Jackson
this
Briggs.
Is Kung Lao's fatality basically right here. So I like he's in the game. Liu Kang's a shit. Kung Lao's cooler, and you're right. Jax is also
Kung
in here.
Kung Lao is not cooler than Liu Kang,
dude. Kung Lao is the shit.
You guys are dumb.
Look at this. Jax is in it. He's looking badass.
Well, that's young Jax.
Yep.
And then he confronts old Jax right here, which is kind of interesting.
And people are pointing out
you can tell he's older because he has facial hair.
He has facial hair, but also people are pointing out that he looks like he's wearing Kronika inspired armor. Therefore, he might be on the side of Kronika. And I think that Jackie Briggs also has a DLC costume or alternate costume that looks like Kronika's armor. Then there's Johnny Cage and a bunch of other characters. So this trailer is fantastic. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's got
looks
a cool soundtrack
cool.
to it. It almost makes you want to play the beta, doesn't it, Mike?
Yeah, yeah.
You sound so defeated when you say that. Like you were holding out on not playing the beta for whatever reason.
Okay,
without buying the
this was cool. Obviously, there was like some game conference in Chicago where they were revealing a bunch of stuff, including this. Peep this, y'all. Noob Saibot. He looks fantastic. Did we already talk about this last week? He wasn't out yet, right?
Bi-Han. No, he just got revealed just a few days back. And so him and, as you said, Shang Tsung, first DLC character, played by Cary Tagawa, if I'm saying that right.
I think you are.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that guy haunted my dreams because at the beginning of the Mortal Kombat movie, his face melts off.
After the and, Your Soul is Mine line? It
terrified me, yeah, as a kid.
But how cool.
I love those movies. Yeah. I like those movies way more than the games.
Hey, can I drop some trivia?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they shot that film in Thailand, I think.
That's neat.
And there was one. There was when he was doing that Your Soul is Mine line, he kept noticing that one person kept running away. And he thought, oh, maybe it's just a PA. He's just going to get some coffee for people. And then later he found out it was an assistant director that kept running away. So he went and had a conversation with him. And apparently this dude was super superstitious that he actually got scared when he delivered that line and had to run away.
That's awesome.
That's wild.
I would have been satisfied.
I just want to play it safe.
I would have been satisfied if you had said, I have a bit of trivia. That film was filmed in Thailand. But then you took it way further, and it was actually a great piece of trivia.
Does Reptile ever actually turn into a bunch of bugs in the games, or is that a movie thing?
It's like a bunch of bugs going to that one, like...
He, like, becomes a bunch of bugs.
It's not even a bunch of bugs. It's one giant, like, reptile that just kind of runs. Yeah, they pulled that out of their asses, and it worked just fine. It was cool. And that was probably the best fight. And also, if you notice, I've been watching a ton of Mortal Kombat YouTube videos, just, you know, for work and such, just exploring what people are saying about the game and whatnot. Everybody and their mother uses not the Mortal Kombat where they list off all of the techno music with all of the different names of the characters from that movie, but they do the reptile fight sequence scene. Like that music is always the background music because it's the best, man. That was such a good fight.
Yeah, and it's got the bicycle kick in it. I mean, it's just fantastic. Also, how about this fatality, y'all?
Oh, well, okay, we should probably talk about Noob Saibot, who had his MK debut back in Mortal Kombat 2. A little trivia for you guys. Boone and Tobias.
Oh, yeah.
Their name right spelled there. Backwards forms Noob Saibot. And apparently, so you see him, especially in more recent appearances, he has this clone that comes out and does their own thing. You'll see it here in the fatality as he basically inserts the essence of the clone into Sub-Zero, his brother, and then it emerges from his mouth in glorious Mortal Kombat fatality glory. But apparently that's Saibot, and the Noob is the other guy that's fighting along with him. I had not realized that they were as such. But
the character himself looks fantastic. He's got cool moves, yeah.
Yeah, he looks really cool. Like, just from a visual standpoint, a lot of his moves are really interesting. He seems as though, and this is just coming off of what we're seeing in the trailer, that he'll be something of, like, a mid-range zoner that will kind of stop you from getting within, like, you know, sweep range. You know, poke you from far away and then put on the hurt once you've overextended yourself trying to get too close to him. But he's definitely, like, a very unique character in his play style, so he'll be something for someone or for a lot of players to kind of gravitate to if they don't like a lot of others. He looks visually really cool.
Like,
I think
Grim
this
Reaper
was a big
ninja
success for NRS.
Yeah, no, it's fucking awesome. I love his design. He looks like I said, the Grim Reaper.
If you spell Velociraptor backwards, it actually is subscribe to Best of Five.
It ends with a V. That's why, yeah.
So check that. You can check the math on that. It comes out. Do it.
What was that, Steve?
The one thing that bothered me about the Shang Tsung thing is I know that DLC is the way things are. You know, it's not a surprise that they're going there, obviously. I just wish that they would start or they would finish telling us who is on the main roster before they start selling us extra characters.
You're such a hypocrite, Steve. You yourself are DLC, and you're going to smack talk DLC.
I am full of self-hatred. I mean, that's
this got
much,
dark real fast.
I mean, I just did one of those 23andMe things. I'm like,
I did too.
What did you find out?
I'm 16% Nigerian and 25% self-hatred.
Wow. What about you? How much percentage of you are hatred?
I think that gives you citizenship.
I don't have it all in front of myself right now. I'd have to look it up. And I don't remember. It was basically I did it because my mom wanted me to do it because she wanted to know all that stuff and whatnot.
Dude, don't you
so
know that the government now has your DNA and they can make clones of you? That's how that works.
Yeah. Cool. My legacy lives on.
Okay, here's the wait for it, Elon. Wait, let me go full screen on this bad boy. Here's Kerry Tagawa as Shang Tisong, as my friend in grade school used to call him.
Wait, so is this in-game?
Yeah.
Damn, that's sick.
Now, I wonder
if
he'll also
do the crypt.
Yeah,
right?
So he's like your guide for the crypt, but I bet you, and obviously he's been announced as the first DLC character, but I bet you he'll have an alternate young version of him that looks like, if he looks like he does in the movie, that'll be real cool. Anyway, yeah, that's what he looks like, and obviously it's voiced by the character. Okay, more Mortal Kombat
almost makes
stuff.
Me want to play.
The beta is coming out. I'm super excited. I'm going to play the shit out of it. I'm going to laugh. I even invited him over, and he refused the invitation. I was like, you come over and play. Whatever you want. Nothing.
No, I probably would.
Okay. What else were we going to talk about Mortal Kombat? Is it too early to do the black grab?
Well, I kind of wanted to talk about something that apparently is peeving some people at this point. I did an article. It was either yesterday or the day before. I don't remember. Basically asking if fatalities in this most modern game, Mortal Kombat 11, they're damn over the top and they are damn graphic. And I've heard a lot of people, as many as like it, like say that's just a bit too much for me. And maybe they're along for the ride for other parts of the game, you know, just the general gameplay and such. But that these fatalities, they almost have to look away and such. And so I wrote an article about, you know, questioning, well, is it too much? Is this kind of working against NRS more than it's working for them? I'd like to clarify that, even directly stated in the article, if you're someone like Chris T that just reads headlines and then skips to Twitter to talk shit, I specifically say I personally like them. I'm completely fine with them. I see them more as I gotta think that Ed Boon intends these to be more slapstick comedy than to try to make people nauseous. And because that's the general reaction, is you go, ugh, but you're smiling and you're like, that was okay, ugh. But it's a funny kind of thing more than it is a gross out kind of a thing. And so, but like back in the day when we had, say, Mortal Kombat 2 16-bit fatalities, those made you wince a little bit too, and they got a reaction out of you. But back then, it was more, it gave you an idea of like Kung Lao splitting someone horizontally with his hat and they fall in half, which I believe the input for was forward, 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 low kick, or maybe it was backwards. I'm not sure. But that was one of my, I think, my favorites out of MK2, and I was thinking about it. And what that did was it made me think about what that would look like in real life. And so you see it on the screen, and then you go, oh, man, and you think about it. Well, nowadays, you don't have to think about what that would look like in real life because the detail is so there in Mortal Kombat 11 that it's just like, it's all right there in front of you, man. So again, I personally think it's just fine. It doesn't bother me, but I've heard a lot of people express, and these are people around my age that have grown up with Mortal Kombat that have said somewhere along the line they crossed the line and now it's too much. Ultimately, I think that it's good. It's an expectation and they have to keep pushing the envelope. I don't see where they're going to push it from here, but we'll see. It's harder for me to watch that Netflix show with the robots and the 10-minute scene. I forget what it's called right now, but it's a really good show. I recommend it. But there's a lot of gore and pretty intense stuff, violence in that. It's a lot harder for me to watch than Mortal Kombat. But anyways.
Give me a break, dude. How dare you? Grow up.
You oh, yeah.
You can't watch them?
Gross.
This is one of those things that, you know, it's part of the package with Mortal Kombat. Much like fan service is with DOA, the over-the-top violence is part of MK's lore. Mm-hmm. You try to take away from that, you try to step away from that, and in part, you're stepping away from what makes Mortal Kombat Mortal Kombat. We are seeing other ways of dealing with violence. Like, we'll talk about it later when we get to Sam's show. But that's a game that has a decent amount of blood and doesn't exactly shy away from it, but it does it in a way that isn't quite, there isn't that graphicness, there isn't that visceral feeling of violence like there is with MK. But no one would say that's, you know, it's a game that doesn't have violence. Mm-hmm. It's got a good chunk of blood.
I think John nailed it on the head when he said they had to keep pushing the envelope. I think like 100%, like if they stop doing this, like, they lose such a core part of their audience at that point. And I just don't see what the point is.
You don't need to do a fatality. You rarely see them in a tournament setting. I think what's more egregious are the critical blows, because those are like damn near fatalities. They're over the top. and then they get back up and keep fighting. It's ridiculous.
But yeah, I mean, fatalities are just as big a part of the Mortal Kombat series as mediocre gameplay. So, I mean, I don't know how you shy away from that. So.
Well, they're trying to up that the mediocre gameplay to the next level. So we'll see how that actually pans out. I do want to ask you guys, though, while we're on this kind of topic, it's a little bit off to the side, but I was talking with a friend who plays fighting games, but not a ton. And I was like, are you excited for Mortal Kombat 11? Because he played Mortal Kombat 9, I think, the most.
Yeah, but there's fatalities, so I'm not going to play it.
I'm sorry?
I'm just talking trash. You were saying?
Okay. His big gripe, and this actually makes a lot of sense now that it was in my head, is how much the action kind of stops for cinematics in the game.
Yeah.
Because every time a fatal blow happens, it happens for a while. And it's like, yeah, well, you could go to Dragon Ball FighterZ and you're having level 3 supers every 10 seconds and those taking for a while. But I'm wondering, is this going to start being a problem for people? Because as much as it is a visual presentation and entertainment for people to watch, one thing is, like, when we first see these, oh yeah, it's cool because we're digesting it for the very first time. But when you've seen so-and-so do like 30 eye stabs, you know, throughout the course of a tournament, and you're like, okay, here it comes again, I wonder if this is going to start to wear on people. My guess is it's probably going to be a non-issue for most, but it's something I think worth talking about.
I think it could be an issue. I mean, you had this issue pop up in Skullgirls, and no one thinks that game is slow. Mm-hmm. You know, to the point where they sped up one of Double's supers to make the game feel faster. And I think they also shortened hitstun by a fraction of, like, maybe a fraction of a frame on some moves just to make the game feel faster. So I do think it's something that's going to come up.
What's your core issue with long animation?
I just hate the way it breaks up gameplay. I mean, if you look back to a lot of the games people love so much, they had supers or they had they didn't really have cinematics. I liked when supers like were the same camera angle in the same part of the game. And that's a personal thing.
ST.
I'm not saying it's better necessarily, but I thought everything flowed a lot better in those days. And when you talk about the best art style in games, people like, you know, they'll love to say Third Strike and stuff like that, or CVS2 in those games, you know, they didn't have to change or freeze the. Now, I guess that was 2D versus 3D. Things are different, but I think my favorite Ultra, for example, Critical Art in Street Fighter V are Ryu and Balrog. And all they do is wind up for a second and then punch you or throw a fireball. And I just think that kind of stuff works a lot better and lends itself a lot better than 30-second cinematics that we're getting.
Like if Ed hits you with the critical, if someone ever picks Ed and then they ever hit
Ed's
you with
takes
the critical
forever.
Art,
I mean, these fatal blows take forever. It's just like,
and when that came out, people were saying, and myself included, that's a really cool critical art, because it is. He like beats the hell out of you, and it's like, oh yeah, that's awesome. But that's cool when the presentation's going on. It's not as cool when you're in the middle of the fight. Maybe.
Interesting.
I think you can have a big hit, but especially as you mentioned with fatal blows, they happen constantly, at least in the way that the game worked in the last thing, you know?
Well, fatal blows, and only once, it can only happen per character, one time per character per match. So it's like maybe not too much.
That's the fatal blow. What's the other one where there's
critical blows, and that slows it down, but it's pretty quick there. It's just there's a lot of slowdown.
Question
is what it is. So.
Not even the fact that these are probably the most gorgeous animations and the most incredibly refined and like AAA studio putting on these animations. That's still, I don't care. Get rid of that.
I think they work in the fatality sense. I think they're too long when they're in game. But I mean, that's a personal thing. And if people are fine with it, then they're fine with it. It won't ruin the game.
And it'll be interesting to see how Mortal Kombat does. I think a lot of the answers will just come from time and from how well it does in front of an audience. And if it does any differently than previous NRS titles, if it becomes more of an esport, if it's restricted from esports entirely because of how gory it is and how limited the audience is going to be. It's a lot of questions that are coming up right now, but we're going to figure them out in the coming months.
Hey, was Jackie Briggs announced since our last show?
She's been announced.
Right, but we haven't talked about it. Is there anything to say there? People are like, this is not the character we wanted.
I think Cassie and Jackie got people talking before. I think people care less now that we've gotten some of these bigger announcements with Shang and with Jax and stuff like that. Mm. But when we had heard about less characters and the things were like, oh, we get these daughter characters from MKX that no one really fell in love with, people were upset at that point. But... I like Jackie fine.
Yeah,
I think a lot
of people were very impressed at how she plays in this game, because she seems to be like a Muay Thai mix-up character, and she's got like clinches and command grabs, and she's kind of like a brawler.
There's enough characters in the game at this point that you can't really, like, whoever they put in is fine to me. But
and Jackie looks like much more of a, like, her design, her facial design is a lot different, and she looks more like a real person you would meet on the street. Before, she looked like a supermodel with, like, kind of perfect features and whatnot, and I really like that they took the time to, like, completely revamp. I haven't looked at Cassie to see if she is as well, but, like, Jackie just, I was impressed by that. I thought that she looked really good, and she looked, like, unique from her appearance down to her the way she plays. She's got a real identity, and I think that is something that's really going for her.
She was character. She was also disliked partially in MKX because she had a really boring play style and was pretty bad. And all you did was sit full screen and shoot the gun. So, all
right, guys.
Hopefully she's different.
I'm taking
Juan
us
says she is.
To a block grab.
So oh, wait. Did they earn the block grab yet?
Oh, that has been unlocked. We're going to give it to you for free this time, but next week you have to pay for it. Just give you a taste. So these are potential DLC characters, and I promise no trolling this time. And you think, oh, he's going to troll us now.
Why even do it?
These are real characters that people are asking for. I did not go deep dives into the Forgotten Realms.
So I think we got to add, like, a stipulation on this. Like, the block grab for this, to grab this, you have to say you would pay the $5 for this.
But so okay. You're gonna block on everything?
No, I'll grab on some of them. Like, this would be like your this is my money I found between the couch cushions, like, for this character.
Okay. First character up, block or grab, Ermac.
Oh, grab. This is my favorite
all
by far.
Dizzy.
I love Ermac. He is, like, you know, in fighting games, right? Like, everyone's just hitboxes and hurtboxes. And in the end, like, the way it looks doesn't change anything. But I feel like they did a really good job in both MK9 and MKX. Of making Ermac feel like this sorcerer, grappler, monster. And just, like, the way that he grabs you and flings you across the screen and the way it happens without disrupting gameplay is really cool. And I hate on MK a lot, but I love Ermac. He's, like, my favorite character across a lot of fighting games.
John, block or grab on Ermac?
So Mortal Kombat also got a huge, like, you know, they did the whole palette swap for most of the ninjas, and they've had to basically kind of go away from that. We saw Noob Saibot become like an undead wraith, and Ermac became what he became. And I played him in Mortal Kombat 9. He's awesome. Everything that Donka said was absolutely true. And like, he's a way better version of Kenshi. So
he's way cool.
I would take Ermac all day. Yeah.
Okay. Steve.
I've never really felt him. I'll block.
All right. Do I not get him? Oh, yeah.
He like turns you small and stomps you. Like, his fatalities would be cool.
Elon, what you got? Ermac.
In Mortal Kombat Deception, his harakiri was he just banged his head off the ground to kill himself, and it was pretty awesome, so I'll grab him.
All right. You're a big Deception guy, huh? All right. The next, I almost feel like this should be a 2-for-1, but we're going with Cyrax and Sector. This is a 2-for-1.
These are like classic
characters. And I'm not saying Triborg. I'm saying they're
these are like classic
characters
that people want, but I don't really like them that much. They're always pretty boring to me. And like, Sector players are like huge general no-life losers who just sit full screen and 100%. Shoot shit. So like ban Sector. Cyrax always has like some lame unblockable, so ban Cyrax. Like, fuck these characters. Never mind, block.
All right, John.
Is like Robo Smoke and Robo Sub Zero or Cyber?
They're not.
Smoke
not only
Cyber
are they not a
part
of this package, they're also not in this block grab.
So this is a ketchup and mustard kind of thing, huh?
Yeah, there are no Cyber Sub Zero, no Triborg, no Cyber Smoke, none of that. It's
I
all
feel
Cyber
like
Sector.
Cyrax and Sector absolutely have their place at the Mortal Kombat table, but barring that, like, they were presented and had something specifically captivating to me, like, that I can't even imagine right now, they're not the kind that I would spend my couch cushion money on, so I'm going to say block.
Okay, Steve?
You know, I might buy Sector just because I like ketchup and I don't like mustard, the condiment. Not
like the condiment.
Yeah, the people are cool, condiment. Little hit or miss. But yeah, I'm not really feeling these guys either, so I guess I'll block.
Hold on.
In Mortal Kombat 3, Cyrex had this fatality where he would drop a bunch of bombs and it would blow up the entire world. So
yeah, that's grab-worthy. You're right. I mean, assuming that he has that fatality in this game.
No one cool picks these characters. I'm gonna be straight up honest. Like, no one cool plays these characters. Sorry.
All right, moving on. This is another one that fans have been requesting. None other than Melina.
I love Melina. I'm going to grab. She's definitely cool. Like, I've always loved the gimmick that you're like, oh, it's this sexy ninja, and she pulls down her thing, and she's got, like, these crazy teeth, and she chomps on you. Like, and her fighting style is, like, a little unique. She teleports around. She rolls around. She chomps on you. Like, I always liked Melina. Yeah, I would grab.
Didn't she have a fatality where she would, like, just bite your face off?
I like Katana, Melina, and Jade. The female ninjas are actually some of my favorite characters, so yeah.
John, block or grab on Melina.
This bitch, I was...
Come on.
In Mortal Kombat 2, which was a forbidden game, I was not allowed to play it, but when I went over to my friend Donnie's house, I got to play it. And I couldn't do the fatalities because I was like 5.
Where's Donnie now?
I think he's in jail, actually. So maybe it's because his mom let him play Mortal Kombat 2, obviously. That's funny, actually. But all you had to do her fatality was, I think it was like hold X for 5 seconds. So I would just hold X the entire third round, do jumping A attacks, and win. And then I could do it. And that was the first time I was able to successfully pull off a fatality. I was in love with Melina as a character. She was awesome. She was part of my Mortal Kombat identity. Flash forward to Mortal Kombat 9. That bitch was so frustrating. And if you remember how ridiculous she was, especially in the early game, before a lot of the patches hit, she made the game very not enjoyable. It wasn't like, oh, here's a challenge, a Melina player. It was like, oh, here's a freaking Melina player. That sucks. So much so that even though, yes, she's got some great costumes where she's, you know, you got those virtual titties looking great or whatever, does not matter. Doesn't matter that I have a history with her as a child. Nothing. I block. I don't want this character anymore. Love Melina.
Are you referring to boner culture?
I don't even know what that is.
That's what Mortal Kombat used to be, but no more. Go to DOA for that. Ilan, Melina.
I wasn't ready. I think it was in Mortal Kombat, or Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. Was it her, or maybe it was Jade that had the pogo stick friendship?
That sounds
like
it
was Jade.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll grab Melina.
Her friendship is she looked at a glass mirror and it exploded.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'll grab.
Hey, Steve. How about you? Melina, block or grab?
I just want to double check. Mike, did you just say that she pulls down her thing?
Her mask.
Her mask. What are you?
Get out of here, boner culture, Steve.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. You know what? I don't really feel her either, but I want to piss John off, so I'll grab.
Good.
Right on, bros.
All right. I can't believe people.
I feel like I should probably trim this list, but here we go. Next one up is Katana's mother, Princess Katana's mother, Queen Sindel. I assume she's a queen if she's a
No, princess. I'm gonna block. And
she can scream your face off, man.
She's lame, man. Like, I don't know. Like, her only thing is she screams.
She's on the list because people request her.
People request her, but no one would play her if she was in the game. There was not one Sindel player on planet Earth in MK9. Not one. Block.
You heard it here, John. Block or grab on Sindel.
So Mortal Kombat 3 comes out, and I'm a little bit older, and maybe I'm old enough that mom will let me get Mortal Kombat. On the back of Mortal Kombat 3, Sindel was there. Her name was Sindel, and my mom goes, a character's name is Sin? Like, no, GG's not going to happen. She was the main reason I was not able to get MK3, and so, and plus all the things that Donga just said reign true. People say they like her. But her biggest claim to fame is that she had a really shitty line in Mortal Kombat Armageddon or Annihilation. Yeah. I'm sorry, the movie. And so it's like, yeah, she's there for lore, and that's important. But that's basically what they did with her in MKX, and I think that's where she should stay. So, yeah, no go for me. Block.
Was she an X or just a 9?
She was a 9.
She was just a 9. She appeared in the story mode for X.
Copy that. Steve? Sindel?
I think, you know, her screaming at people has plenty of mean potential. So I will grab based solely on that.
Ilan. Block or grab on Sindel.
During the second movie of Mortal Kombat, they had that scene with Shao Kahn and Sindel where they were after she got resurrected or whatever, and then the actress tried to scream and it howled or whatever, but the scream was pretty terrible, and I actually fell asleep through that scene, so I'm a block.
Can I just say, I am loving the hell out of Elan having this encyclopedic knowledge of
John
the
too.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, these two just like really love Mortal Kombat.
It was much bigger for me than Street Fighter was when I was a kid.
Same. And growing up in Brazil, it was either play Mortal Kombat or go outside and, you know, try to not get shot.
Seems like an easy choice.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Next character. Blocker grab on the reptile.
This is like, I don't want to pay for him, but he's got to be there. You know,
sounds
like
a block.
Well, I mean, I'm running out of money, right? Like,
Chris
we're
G.
at 10 bucks, but like, Reptile's got to be there. And I was just talking about how Reptile had the best scene in Mortal Kombat movie history. Like, he's cool. I like how they took the ninjas who were originally just like color swaps of Scorpion and they turned them into their own characters. And I think they did a pretty good job with it overall. Like, Reptile feels a lot different than Ermac, feels a lot different than Scorpion, etc. I can't pay for him. I'd be mad if I had to pay for him, so I'm going to block.
Seems fair. John, Reptile. Do it for Chris G.
Yeah. So Reptile's very cool. He was, like, the first, like, hidden character, I think, in fighting games ever. And he's always been pretty cool, mainly as a ninja. When they made him not a ninja, I wasn't a huge fan. But... he's also been a very frustrating character to fight against because I've never really played Reptile, but he's the guy that puts like a really slow moving projectile on the screen or does the crazy dash that he had in MK9 the fact that he could go invisible, a bunch of kind of goofy things that have been like really exploited over the years. Now, given that they're really paying attention to balance and such in this game, well, more so than they have in the past, it's probably not going to be as bad. But I do have a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth from Reptile. I still think that he's really cool. And I do appreciate what Mike was saying, that, like, yeah, he should be there because he's, like, so much a Mortal Kombat character and such an expected character. And he wasn't in the last one, right? So it's like, you got two Mortal Kombat games in a row without Reptile. I don't really see that happening. But he's kind of like Dhalsim in that, like, yeah, you expect him to be in the game, like in the Street Fighter game, but you don't want to pay for him.
Oh, I'd cut Dhalsim. I'd pay for Dhalsim not to be there, but that's a different story.
So, God, if they don't put him on the roster, yeah, barely. He just barely makes it into I'll grab it, but I wouldn't be happy about it.
Hey, we're taking a real long-ass time on this block grab, and we still have a lot to go to.
It's a good
to.
Block grab, though.
Sorry, I'll just Steve. Quickly do it so we can get
well,
to
I just don't
want to
burn like the next
30
minutes
about.
And we don't get hit. Sorry.
He was an MKX. He kind of sucked, so that's probably why I don't remember him.
Was he an MKX?
Yeah, he wasn't good.
It would depend on how good he is, because they did him dirty in MK2. They did him so dirty that when GamePro put their tier list together, and they had strength and weaknesses for every character, they listed everything as a weakness. And under strength, they said, if you know any, please write
That's
us.
That's so sick.
I am not making that up.
Who's got the most anecdotal knowledge of this franchise here? This is the real battle.
It was my favorite moment from that magazine. So I will block for now unless he's decent.
That reminds me of this review for Street Fighter Alpha on the PlayStation or whatever, where this guy, a YouTube channel called Gaming Through the Clinton Years, was talking about the best he was talking about the best characters in Alpha, and he said Dan was the best character for his strong kicks. And then he said Ryu and Ken sucked. And somehow this reptile anecdote reminds me of that. So yeah.
All right, who's next?
The
blocker.
The
Elon yeah. Reptile.
So in Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks, he was the first boss and he sucked, so I'm blocking.
Dude, that was a great show. I mean, game.
I'll find this clip and I'll link it in the Discord or something. It's a good one.
Please.
He also calls Rolento like a mercenary version of the Riddler. Like, there's a bunch of great, great one liners in there.
All right, moving on to another ninja. Smoke. Block or grab that smoke in particular with the wispy hair.
People fucking love this character, and I've never gotten why.
You know what was best when he would throw the smoke bomb and you would just drop through? I thought that was a cool thing.
I don't know. I don't really get it.
It was the most memorable part of him.
Yeah. That is like the one thing he had. I remember he had this really ugly art in MK9 when he was selected.
Wrong.
Like, his art was horrifying.
You're wrong.
And he was really annoying to fight against. He was really broken in Ultimate Mortal Kombat. I know that because he's like one of the only two characters anyone plays. So I'm going to block.
He's blocking out Smoke, John.
Smoke's cool. Does he have his spear?
Yes.
Then yes, I'll take it.
In one of his... what do they call
Smoke
it?
Bomb Variations? And spear, and then whatever else you give him, cool. There was so many... Because when there was so many anti-smoking, you know, like campaigns going on at the time, and I guess it was Midway just had their fun with it, and they just made so many smoking jokes with Smoke's fatalities and move names and whatnot. It was cool. So I appreciated him for that.
Steve, block or grab on Smoke?
I have asthma, so I can't smoke even if I wanted to. Block.
Dude, there's some trivia right there. I didn't know you had asthma, bro.
See, I'm. You learn all of this when you buy the DLC.
DLC for Steve's inhaler. two subs. Two subs, and Steve can breathe. Breathe easy.
Whoa, I have to, what if they did like a now that weed is so much more accepted, what if they did an alternate costume where he's just a total stoner?
That would that be cool. Best. I would buy that.
And that would make dreads. So much money. Oh, that's my gosh, now that has to happen. NRS, if you're watching this, you're welcome. Go get on that now.
Variation hashtag 420 blaze it.
Yeah.
Elon, block or grab on Smoke?
So In Deception again, I think that was the last time that Noob and Smoke were one character because they used to be a tag team thing. And a lot of people speculated that it was because I think that was the last game that Tobias worked in before he split from, I think it was Acclaim at the time. So from then, they never had the two characters fight as one. So I'm a block.
All right. Fair. Moving on to another ninja. This one is often requested as well. We got Purple Rain here.
I like Rain, but it's one of those things where I don't really know why. I think it's because his name is Rain. He's purple. Like, I think it's like really that simple. His gameplay isn't that cool, and he's like probably the least important of the ninjas, right? Like,
sure.
He seems like the least
relevant. He's Kitana's brother, an Adenian prince.
Oh, lame.
And he puts you into a fucking big old water bubble ball.
He roundhouse kicks you around the world. All the lame stuff, and he has lame stuff that he does, gets trumped by that. He's cool because he roundhouse kicks you around the world.
He's not worth my money. I'm going to block.
John? Steve?
Well, you see, he roundhouse kicks you around the world, so I'm going to grab.
Steve?
I am not a fan of cheap costume swap, palette swap characters, but... It is a Prince reference, and I am Minnesotan. I am legally obligated to support any and all Prince references, so I got to grab.
Right on.
That's fair.
Elon?
In Mortal Kombat 9, the only way to play Rain before he became a character was to mod the game so you could play his AI, because he was in the story, but not a playable character, so I'm a block.
Okay.
He was whack as hell in MK9, by the way. Really like the
that's mostly why I blocked. He was so whack. He was so like.
He was cool before MK9, so I'm gonna give him another chance to make Rain cool. But they got one more. Otherwise, he's in the Melina category.
Moving on to the next character. We've left the ninja realm, and now we're back into it. Well, it looks like shit.
Oh, I hate this character so much. So I did play MKX for a little bit, and I'll let you know, I was okay. I always made it out of pools. I wasn't any better than that.
Yeah.
This character was, I lost this character twice in every fucking tournament. He had this, he could like summon a bat, and the bat would unblockable you when you didn't jump in. Like, I hated everything about this character. He looks really fucking stupid. Like, I feel like he always has some goofy gameplay work quirk. Like, in MK9, he had these runes that did like a million damage. He sucked, but he was in there.
Has the best fatality of all time, and I'm Which not one? Talking about the leg rip.
Which one?
I'm talking about the Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance neck pull, where he turns you into a giraffe.
Yeah, he doesn't even rip your head off, he just stretches out your
neck. No, he just brrrr, and we're like, when did this become Looney Tunes, and why is this rated KA all of
he
a
has,
sudden?
He also always has the weirdest animations. I remember a string in MKX where you like punch, and then he does a jump kick to your face, and like it's all so fast, it looks weird. I don't know. This character just doesn't seem like he's designed. He's just like thrown together. That's how I always felt.
I disagree wholeheartedly. I think he's cool. John, you already block grabbed, right?
Yeah, I'll block him.
Okay, Steve.
Dude looking like something out of the Fifth Element cosplay shit.
I like the Fifth Element, though.
Yeah, that's a badass movie.
What if someone brought up Hellraiser and they're always putting in these like
I would take I would grab on Hellraiser.
Well, what if they made like a Quan Chi Hellraiser like hybrid thing?
No, I want just Pinhead. Oh, I just call him Hellraiser though. But yeah. I mean that's me.
Maybe he is Hellraiser, I don't know. Elon, Quan Chi.
Block.
Moving on. Come on, hit us with it, Elon. We're waiting on you, pal.
Oh, I see.
Sue Howe.
Yeah. We got Nightwolf.
Is that Nightwolf? It's really small on my screen. Is that from the movie, the second movie, or is that from a recent appearance?
I love Nightwolf, man. I feel like this is a character where, like, his gameplay was never anything, like, awe-inspiring or particularly cool. But I feel like he's just a cool character to have in the lore. And he had cool fatalities, usually.
Mm-hmm. He also has. He's got a shoulder rush. He's got a bone arrow. He's got. He's Native American. John,
what?
Block or grab on Nightwolf?
It's my animality. Okay. First of all, no, he didn't have cool fatalities because I think it was first one where he just had like a beam of light come down, and you're like, "This is cool," and then you just disappeared into it. It was like the very anticlimactic. The other one is he charged like a lightning bolt hit his tomahawk and then he threw the lightning at you.
Yeah,
and
I like
hit
that
you
one.
And it didn't do anything. You just fell over. You didn't explode. You just went, oh, and it's like you got hit by Rain in the middle or Raiden in the middle of a round. It was the same thing. Super whack. But I will give you that he's a very good addition. He's very unique. He brings a lot to the table that a lot of other people don't in his Native Americanness, as well as all of the other things that you said, Efren. And I do think that he has been a fan favorite for a long time.
He should come back.
Like, he should come back, yeah.
That's my main right there when he comes.
Brad.
Steve?
You will not let me hear the end of this if I block. So for that reason alone, I will grab.
I do feel like he's a character where they could really like make his playstyle a lot cooler, and they have a good opportunity to do that here. They did that with a few characters in MKX. So
well, like, what if they had him be like a hybrid wolf for some of his moves? Oh, wait, doesn't already like Kotal Kahn do that?
Yeah, he turns into some weird little like
a cat.
Why are you trying to turn this into Bloody Roar?
I love Bloody
Roar. Bloody Roar is great.
Elon, block or grab on Nightwolf.
In Mortal Kombat 3, his friendship was that he turned into a cat and then. Grab rather.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah.
All right, we're almost done here. You ready for the next one? Dude, why do they look so bad? I don't understand.
Who the fuck is this?
That's Motaro, dude.
God, no. Oh. No. No.
I kind of like him, man. I like the whole loincloth thing. That's actually, that's his tail?
It becomes his tail.
Yeah, his
that's
tail
crazy.
Also
he
covers
looks
his junk.
Goofy, man. Like, I would grab this character only if he was good. Because it would like really upset people. Like no one wants
people
giant
are
giant centaur loincloth man to be good. Like that is just and honestly, well, like Alien was broken because of that tail, and those tails are usually good moves in games. And I'm feeling this because this is the kind of character
took
no
up
one
half
will
the
pick.
Screen in MK3.
No one will pick this character if he's good, but I will. So I'm gonna grab
an Amotar, but he has to be full centaur. It can't be like what they did in one of the Mortal Kombat games where they just took off his hand legs.
He's got to be a big, ugly centaur so that no one plays him but me.
John?
I feel like this character was designed to be a boss character, and in order to make him into like a regular, playable, viable character, they had to really change him, and I guess they made it like – I didn't play –
There was one version of the game where they basically took out his back legs and just made him like –
Yeah, they just made him like a regular humanoid kind of thing, and like that doesn't really work either for him. But – Malibu, from the show American Gladiators, that like game show, it was awesome. And the coolest of all of the American Gladiators, Malibu played Motaro in Mortal Kombat Annihilation. So that was freaking amazing. That almost makes me want to grab.
Damn,
but
some trivia.
The fact that he would just make the game, he's a silly addition to the game. He'd be great as a boss over the top. But if we're talking about characters that people are actually going to play, pick in tournament and whatnot, I just don't think that this guy fits. So I'll block.
All right, Steve. Can you top that trivia that he was an American gladiator that played Motaro in the movie?
I can appreciate that, but in the words of the wise Bishop Bullwinkle, hell to the now now. To the now now. Hell to the now. Black.
Ilan, Motaro.
He was in Mortal Kombat 3, and then that was it, right? Aside from Armageddon?
Yeah, and he was like a... He was on all fours.
Yeah.
He had legs.
Yeah, I'll block.
And he wasn't affected by projectiles. Like, no projectile in the game would hit him. It's like,
that's
it's
sick.
Goofy.
I want that.
It's not even a move.
I hate players who throw projectiles. I always have, and I always will.
All right.
Spammers.
We have two to go. This one, grab all day. Come on, guys.
This is a character.
Why do
where,
people
like
Shiva?
She's the shit.
I want her to be in the game because I like that we have, like, this, like, crazy monster. Like, I think the female representation in fighting games is bad, and I think she's different. But this is a character everyone claims to like yet again, like Sindel, and no one ever picks this character. Like, Goro is cooler anyway.
No, she's cooler than Goro.
And they, no one picks either of them. Like, they're both fucking lame, and everyone hates the way they play, and no.
No, she has that air dive, the air stomp.
She was awful in MK9, and she was awful in Mortal Kombat 3. So, no.
And she was awful in Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
She's in that one? Can't remember.
She doesn't even have a fight scene. She runs in, and when they're reusing shots of Baraka dying over and over again, Liu Kang throws a metal sword at a metal chain, breaks a cage, and it falls on her right before she delivers the amazing line, "The date's over." And she just gets smashed by a cage, and that's it. She does nothing in that movie. She looks terrible, and she's also bad in MK3 and MK9, so I'm going to block as well.
Johnny Cage dies at the beginning of that movie, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be appropriate for him to kill her with a cage.
That was smart. Terrible.
Steve,
you know,
Shiva,
I want to see a release for the reasons that Mike mentioned. I just not my type of character, so I would block. But I hope she gets released.
Dude, I'm grabbing on that all day. Ilan,
I genuinely confused Shiva and She-Hulk as a kid.
I love She-Hulk,
so I'll block.
I'd put She-Hulk in the game.
Yeah, so I'll block based on confusion.
All right, our very last option for block grab.
That's spoiled for me. This is my favorite Mortal Kombat character. I've said this over and over again. He is part of, like, cinematic genius in, what is that, MK4?
Yeah.
He's part of the best part of the whole Mortal Kombat series. I feel like you could bring him back and have, like, a crazy, like, redo of those scenes, but in glorious high definition in MK11.
And they would.
And
they
it would be funny as hell. Like, it would be a great throwback. They could do anything they want with this character because he hasn't been in the series for so long. He's a perfect blank slate for, like, making a funny new generation game.
Can you enhance on the Soul Patch?
Jarek.
The Soul Patch alone. The Soul Patch alone is what does it for me. He's got great facial hair.
He was a Kano stand-in, but here's the, like, Kano had to use his cybernetic eye to shoot lasers. Jarek just lazily had lasers that came out of his eyes.
That's
so
cool.
He's cooler.
So, John, that sounds like you're gearing up for a grab.
Oh, this is a brutality, baby. I'll grab all day.
Steve, block or grab on Jarek and his exquisite facial hair?
I would grab simply because he looks like a boy band member from the 80s who grew up and is trying to adjust to life without celebrity.
As
or
a
with
mortal
a level
combatant?
Of celebrity, but with no money. It feels like... It feels like, what's that movie with David Spade, the child star? You know,
Dickie Roberts.
Yes.
Knocking futs.
Yes, Dickie Roberts DLC. So I will grab based on that.
All right, that concludes the block grab, one of the longest on record. Ilan, after, of course, Ilan gives us his opinion on Jarek.
So he was the main antagonist in MK Special Forces, which was this terrible... Like,
that's where you play as Jax?
Yeah, and it was such a terrible game, and he was such a terrible antagonist in that game because you could never get to him because the game was so bad, so I'm a block.
What was the Mortal Kombat game where you could play chess and, like, Baraka was a pawn?
That was Armageddon. No. Yeah, I think that was Armageddon.
I like that one.
It was Armageddon.
No, Was it Armageddon? Maybe it was Armageddon. Armageddon or Deception?
Sleeping Master Norchet asks, where's the block grab on Cobra?
It wasn't Armageddon. It was Deception. Sorry.
You'll have to go back a couple episodes to see our block grab where in Cobra
was
featured.
Armageddon had the kart racing, which was awesome.
I didn't play Armageddon. That's the one I didn't play.
All right, guys, we have still more show to go. We have 20 minutes to get through all kinds of news. Sorry, Steve, that we took so long on the on the block grab. I know you're very upset.
The important stuff.
Dragon Ball FighterZ patch notes. Have you looked at them? Are they worth a damn? Anything?
I looked at them. I mean, they're not like. There's a lot of great quality of life changes. Like, there was a few shortcuts in the game. Like, if you pressed forward plus super dash, you would air dash, and if you pressed forward plus assist, you would tag. And these were really annoying, and they fucked up a lot of situations that should have otherwise been trivial. You can now toggle those on or off. So if you use them before, great. If you don't want them, you don't have to have them. This is something we can easily do in fighting games now, and we should. So I shout out them for that. I think the changes are kind of weird. They took away Majin Buu, like a mid-tier character's best thing. And now he's going to suck. Like, they didn't really nerf the good characters. I think, like always, the tier list won't change that much, and the game will remain boring. Sorry.
See, the big thing with all of this is that they have said that this is the only patch that this game is going to get for the rest of 2019. So the way this is going to be it until 2020. Do you think they're going to stick to that?
Not if they need to, not if they have to change it. Not if it's like so bad that people are really talking about it.
I don't think you'd say that unless you were. Now, maybe like there'll be a big bug they fix, but I don't think they'll do like a big balance patch. No, not if they said that. That's like a big thing to come out and say. It's really easy to be like, we may do another balance patch, you know?
I mean, not to bring up Capcom, but they said that they were only going to do one balance patch a year for Street Fighter V, and that's not what happened.
That's true. So I don't know. You might be right.
It's hard to restrict your game to that when patches are just so frequent nowadays. It's like that's kind of a silly thing to promise. It's kind of a silly cage to put yourself in, because it's like it's 2019. That kind of like people expect that if there's an issue with the game, that they're not going to be okay with it for very long, because they know games can change so frequently. So, I mean, I appreciate the idea that, like, here, this is the game that you're going to have to play in the tournaments. It's not going to change. Like, that's good. But I wouldn't paint yourself into a corner and say, and nothing else will change, because you might need to go back on your word for that. And it's like, well, then you got to lie.
Like most fighting game patches, this will not make anyone play Dragon Ball FighterZ that does not already. But this, like, especially won't. Like, there is nothing that's going to blow your mind here.
All right, guys, let's power through some topics here. A couple of pickups. Denial has signed JB, and Radiance has signed Anakin.
You know, I was Denial's first fighting game player.
Yeah, Denial, Danka. Was that when Rotendo was was he on there? Is that a different one?
They have an interesting past. Hopefully it works out for JB.
We'll have to get your insight on that a little bit later. Let's see. What else
we got? I really do hope it works out for JB. I like JB.
Okay, CEO is running another wrestling show, and the only person that cares is on this day is Steve.
I think a couple of people in our chat care.
I said the only person on the dais is Steve.
All right, well, if you had fun last year watching the show with New Japan, this year CEO are partnering up with All Elite Wrestling, which is the company that Kenny Omega is currently involved with, a new promotion starting up. No matches have been announced yet, except for one, a hardcore match between Jabali and Michael Nakazawa, the guy Jabali beat at last year's event.
With a bum foot.
Yeah, this was actually announced on Being the Elite, the series that Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks do on YouTube. It plays into their storyline. So it's a whole thing. So wrestling at CEO returns. Should be fun.
Can I just say that I don't even recognize Jabali when he's not doing the jabated face? Like, right in that graphic, I was like, who's the... what? Jabali? Cool. But no, it's like, it looks weird to see him not doing the jabated face.
It's almost crazy that he, like, was able to resist the urge, right? Since he's so vain.
He's probably just shopped.
Okay, next topics, guys. That's cool. I know that Steve's very excited. I can't wait to see the smile on your face when the event happens. Got some new characters announced. Let's start with Fexel here. Here we showed her off at the top of the show. Who is this character? Where is she from?
No one knows.
She looks neat. All right, well, then let's move on to the other one then. Here you go, Terry.
That is Terry. Terry's been a guest character in a lot of games now. Yeah. They kind of let
people, him... Do people love Terry that much?
Yes. Because,
like... Yeah?
Yeah. Well, okay.
I mean, he's all over the place.
It depends
sure.
on where
he's
you are. Like, in Texas, like, close to the border of Mexico, like, there's a lot of Terry fans.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them.
You're from Chicago, so dog, but we accept you.
My favorite part is the official backstory he has. I mean, this was something that the official Fexel Twitter tweeted out. They said, quote, morning. Terry drinks his usual morning coffee, puts on his usual outfit, and steps outside. However, he notices something is different in the air. This place. Where am I?
I love that.
That's
my
it.
DLC
That's
for
it.
Next fighting layer.
Well, it's better than, you know, his backstory for SNK heroines. Warning. Terry drinks his morning coffee, puts on his hat. He fucked up.
All right, so that isn't the only game that has announced a new character. Check this out. This is the one that only Alon will care about.
Nightmares in Soul Calibur 6.
No, isn't he already in Soul Calibur 6?
That's not the new character, you knuckleheads.
Oh.
Wait for it. So, there's some preamble
okay,
here.
Here's Raphael.
Yeah. Here's the new character incoming soon. Y'all are ready. Here it comes. It's a female. Those are her shoes.
Oh, it's Nightmare Before Christmas. No, it's
character
Harley
by the
Quinn.
Name of Amy.
It's Harley Quinn.
It's obviously Amy.
Amy.
Alice in Wonderland.
She was announced last month.
Wow,
but,
she looks like a really uninspired anime character.
Yeah, she
but
looks like a creator character.
She was released this week.
Oh, wonderful. Alon, do you have an opinion on this? Otherwise, we're moving on.
Nope.
Okay, we're moving on.
Really
That's,
uninspired.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, now, the topic of the hour. The best, most important game that's coming anytime soon. We have... Dude, this looks like the latest King of Fighters game that you were so into.
So this is Samurai Showdown or Samurai
Spirits.
Scott
Nakaruru, wasn't she in King of Fighters?
She was in King of Fighters.
So I'm glad they gave us gameplay. I know L.I. Joe got to play it somewhere. I saw a few things that concerned me. The game looks really slow. And this is classic to the series, but like heavy attacks freeze the game for like almost a full second. A lot of the supers, I just saw one of Galford's, takes like 12 full seconds. The game's pacing just seems a little slow right now. And L.I. Joe made a comment on Twitter that the developer said that him playing like 30 minutes versus another one of the devs was like the highest level of play they'd seen yet. And that concerns me because that makes me wonder, like, are they really making
They're
this
not plugged
game
in.
To be competitive if someone in 30 minutes shows them the best gameplay they've seen? I don't know.
That might be, you know, a little blowing smoke up his.
It doesn't look like a full price game to me yet. Not in the graphics, not in the presentation, not in the way that it's thought out.
Dude,
I hope it's good. I really do. I want to love this game.
Wait.
So
put the game back on. Look at this. It looks like she accidentally. I'm gonna play it from the beginning. So this Hawk picture up.
Look at how
check
ugly
this out. Check this out.
The
check this
UI
look.
At the top of the screen.
Oh God.
Is.
She like feels bad about it.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
if
you,
we
you,
asked Alon
the...
to mock up health bars in 10 minutes, I think they'd look way better than that. Like in 10 minutes.
You have way too much faith in me. But, and I do want to throw a counterpoint at you. From actually what L.I. Joe has said, aside from the thing where the developers told him that was the highest level they've seen, he's a big Sam Show fan, and this stays very, it stays very true to the series and how it plays. So I think having that past knowledge, like the legacy skills, as it were, kind of helped him with that.
I'm sure it did. It's going to be, okay, I mean, the old Sam Show games are really slow. There's a really famous clip of like an SBO where the finals is literally, I can't remember his name, the huge giant Earthquake. Character. No, not the other one that's like a giant monster.
Oh, damn it, I don't remember.
He's got
name.
A long name.
I
anyway.
Know what
they play a 99-second match where neither of them hit each other because they can punish each other on hit with a full combo on any move. It's always been a very, very slow game.
Yeah, well, did Homeboy lose his sword there?
Where every attack does a ton of damage. And it does not look like that's changing. So they are staying true to it.
So it looks like it's going to be like a thinking person's game where it's much more methodical, like a lot of interactions, because from what I'm seeing, I mean, there are combos, but it's usually baked in. Like if you get a throw, it's like a three hit combo sort of throw, not as much of like a chain from things. And I'm sure there are combos, but it feels like it's going to be basically what you just described, maybe not quite that intense that often, but people that are really thinking and really methodical, and it's going to be a truly just like a back and forth test of skill as opposed to like a presentation or entertainment. I don't think that with what it's looking like now and my very limited knowledge of all of this, it doesn't look like it's going to be the kind of game that people really love to watch or sit and have the patience to watch. Even if they like can appreciate what's going on and like all the little nuances of what the players are doing and the spacing and such, it's just all of our other games right now are built to be watched, and this one feels it looks very good, it looks nice, but the pacing is just so foreign. Now maybe I'm wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, because it'd be really cool for something different to kind of get off the ground here, but that's kind of the pitfall that I see it falling into right now. And again, I haven't done a ton of research on this. I haven't played most of the old Sam Show games, so it's like, but that's my 2 cents or my hot take.
Yeah, Sam Show's kind of like the golf of the FGC, where it's going to be super interesting and super cool for the people who play it.
Check this big dude out. His name's Earthquake, dude.
I like Earthquake.
Look at that big old boy.
He has this move where he bounces his ass off the ground a couple times, and it's an overhead and a low at the same time.
The game has some pretty unique characters. It also has a lot of palette swaps, but I mean, it has some pretty unique characters for sure.
You were talking mad shit about this game, dude.
No, I'm saying I like the characters in Samurai Showdown. I think the games have mostly sucked, and this one is not. I was hoping they'd take the IP and do something kind of new with it, and they didn't. And so, I mean, that's good for the people who love Sam Show. It's not good for me.
That's sort of the. My fear is that it's not really a spiritual successor to Sam Show as much as it feels like a sequel, a direct sequel to Sam Show. You know, we're talking about a series that is that, you know, the last game people really played seriously, or that still has traction, came out 15 years ago. You know, a lot about what people expect out of a fighter, what people like in a fighter, has changed over that 15 years. You know, I'm not going to question the gameplay. The gameplay looks very much like classic Sam Show. You know, you've got the weapon clashes, you've got all of that good. It's basically footsie's the game, but how, you know, in an era where we have, you know, so much flash in all of these other games, is Sam Show going to do enough to stand out and thrive?
I still am going to get it. I still want it to be good. But
people are saying
I think it'll be a side tournament kind of game. And those, I mean, given that it's like well done and it does like the legacy of the franchise justice, I think the players that do get into it and do spend the time getting to the level where they can appreciate all the nuances of the gameplay and such will very much be there. But I think that's about the most you can hope for as it looks right now, given the fighting game landscape.
People are saying the Earthquake is a ninja from Texas. Can somebody verify this for me, or are they pulling my leg?
That'd be cool.
I mean, we do make them that big in Texas.
I've seen them.
Also, do you know that there's a Samurai Spirits mobile game that's in like an RPG?
No.
It's like I've seen Ben play it, probably.
All right, guys. What other topics do we have? We could look ahead at NCR, which is really the only big major thing left to do other than Power Rangers Battle for the Grid having been released.
I mean, the NCR thing is basically the pools look insane again. I saw one pool that had like all four of the Zangief you've ever heard of in one pool. They were changing constantly, so I don't think we should really go over them because I don't think they're even.
I don't think they're locked in yet because Momochi and Punk aren't even on the first page in far of like they're like 30 and 35th in seeding. So I don't think that they're finished yet.
Yeah, it's gonna be knuck and futz however the seeding plays out.
What are you guys looking forward to? This is our only major California tournament, if I'm not mistaken. Now SoCal Regionals is off the.
Well, what do we think they're going to reveal for DLC in Street Fighter V at NCR, baby?
Is it a premiere?
I'm sorry.
Is it a premiere?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, but not a super premiere, right?
Right. There's only three super premieres.
I think right now I was getting a little bit at like how Street Fighter V feels right now, and how, like, I think it was Sanford Kelly that recently tweeted, like, I want this game to die. And his reasoning was because he just, there isn't much of a local scene where he is, which isn't he at NLBC? I don't know. But he's like, yeah, I can't get offline play. And it feels fairly lukewarm right now. But the tournament scene is like very much alive and well. And with Punk's performance at Final Round, that was like the cherry on top. But there was a lot more to it. It was a very enjoyable tournament to watch for Street Fighter V alone. And I think things look promising right now. I think it's a very exciting game to watch, and I think people are going to show up on the streams. And we have a plenty of like top players there. I know Chris T said he wasn't going despite just being in SoCal because he didn't want to play Ken and he didn't want to play SF5, and they just, I don't know, didn't work out for him or something. But I think on the tournament level, we are seeing plenty of interest, and that's where Street Fighter V is thriving right now. On the more casual and locals level, maybe not so much. But if that's true, then I think we have something really to look forward to this weekend as, you know, as we make our next big step into the Pro Tour, as more points are awarded, as the narrative becomes a little bit clearer. I think people are looking forward to seeing how it plays out, and myself is included.
I'm going to go ahead.
I was just going to say, this conversation keeps coming up about, you know, what do we expect to see? What's going to be revealed? I feel like we're just setting ourselves up for failure.
Oh, I don't expect anything at this point. No, if it does, sure. it wasn't a
final round.
I don't even think it should be a point of conversation right now.
I do.
You know, I talked about this before where, you know, with so many games out there, everyone's always looking for something new and shiny because that's how you get attention. You know, we're getting into the heart of the CPT. If you're a Street Fighter fan, you're watching great play, you're still able to play and enjoy the game you like. So I don't think you necessarily need to worry about that right now or anytime soon. Just relax. Well, and if a trailer comes, hey, that's great. But I don't like people expecting a trailer at some point. It's that I don't like people expecting a trailer at every single premier event. Like, okay, what's going to happen in Final Round? Okay,
well,
what's
going to happen? Expecting something after the announcement from Kage, and they felt underwhelmed. But I mean, I do agree with you. I think that we've fallen into this pattern of expecting stuff because Street Fighter V was billed as a service, and the last 3 years we have more or less been getting fairly regular announcements, albeit Capcom falls behind sometimes and whatnot. But like, if we go back to old Street Fighters before this, we were totally fine until the new thing came out, and we were just going to play the game that we had in front of us. And I think that we just need, as a community, to kind of go back to that mentality and kind of temper our expectations. But I do think that Capcom set those expectations with Street Fighter V so that we were basically looking for what's the next thing, what's the next thing all the time. And now that that's been changed and they haven't flat out said, change your expectations, I think that's where they dropped the ball. But as far as expecting something at this event, no, I don't think we need to. I think more stuff will come. When it comes, great. It'll be a bonus. It'll be a new thing. We'll take it. But for now, we have a really good game. I feel like a lot of the issues people had with the gameplay have been fixed. It's not perfect, but it's fun to watch. We got Punk and his one hit confirms. We've got Johnny and his like, you know, Momochi and Johnny coming up as a student and a master, and plenty of narratives going on. It's going to be a good weekend.
The thing I'll say is that I don't know if I think we can temper our expectations and expect fighting games to go anywhere, and not only to go anywhere, because you can say you're happy with where they are now, but they're going to stop being profitable and stop being bought and stop being made if they don't get with the times, in my opinion. And I don't think releasing fighting games in the way they are and not giving any announcements and doing stuff like that is going to keep them being made. And I think games that aren't at the top are cycling off into nothing faster than ever. So until Capcom starts, like, you know, doing what they need to do, I think they're going to start having problems. And I'm worried about the future of Street Fighter. So I hope they keep announcing stuff, even if there are problems with that, too.
I'm going to go home, delete Star Wars Battlefront 2 to make room for Mortal Kombat 11, which means that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you very much for watching. That's John Velociraptor Guerrero. He writes for EventHubs.com. Steve, Ace King, also a jerk. He does all kinds of cool shit. Thank you guys for unlocking him as DLC for Season 3. Follow him on Twitter if you want to have all, basically, the TV guide of fighting games. And over here is Michael Donka-Schiller, the sheepazoid who doesn't want to pre-order Mortal Kombat 11 to get into the beta and rather pawn it off of me. And I'm FNN. Elon over there is on the board. Thank you, guys. See you next week.